Jermaine, and I guess I got to ask you this. Rhode Island. Are there any lakes in Rhode Island?
Oh, about three. And they're all about the size of a pool in the backyard.
Well, how'd you get started in this thing? Not that many lakes, you know, a small state. How'd you get started in the bass fishing business?
Well, it actually starts way back when I was a younger boy. My dad used to take me on trout fishing trips up in Maine, and that's really what started me. I guess I just love to fish all around. It doesn't have to be so much about bass fishing, but that was actually set the stage for me when I was younger. Had the bicycle with the pole holder, ran around, did all the farm ponds, caught a shoebox of bass, really enjoyed. But that's what really where it started. I joined a club after that in 1989. Been with that club ever since, Northern Rhode Island Bass Anglers, about 40 members strong. And then worked my way through the Federation ranks. And, you know, this year I qualified again for the divisionals, which is my 10th divisional out of 12 years.
Let's talk about the bandana. I got to ask about the bandana. Nobody else has a bandana. You got a bandana. Tell me about it.
I just want to be a little bit different. I always go outside and cut my lawn with a bandana. It's always so hot. So you know what? I said to myself, 55 anglers at the Federation Championship. Man, how can I separate myself from everybody else? We have this great network of TV now with ESPN. I said to my father, I said, Let's go find a bandana for me. So I picked the American flag, a patriotic symbol of what our troops are doing for us overseas, a sign of freedom. I'm standing out on a TR-21 Triton, looking over the water, saying, man, this is just awesome.
Well, that's a great story. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? For a Federation angler, you know, Brian Kershaw, of course, did it. It'd be really neat for a Federation angler to come through the ranks and do it.
Well, I think where Bass is and where ESPN and the growth of the sport and what they're putting in place with the E-100s, it really tells you. I mean, if a guy from the Federation has done this, man, I'm going to tell you what, it would be so exciting. I think it would be so exciting for the world for, you know, a Federation angler to come back and do it.
Well, Ray Scott used to say the A-team and the B-team, and you can be guaranteed one of those sides of the arena coming, you know, Sunday, they're going to be pulling for the Federation guys.
Well, I'm here. I don't consider myself as part of the B team. I'm part of the A team. We're fighting for the same amount of money at the end of the day, and that's first place. So A and B, you know, no disrespect to Ray, but you know what? I'm here, and I'm in the A team.
No doubt about it. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you very much, Terry. You have a great show. Thank you.
That was BASS Federation qualifier for the Bassmaster Classic, Joel St. Germain. Now let's talk about an up-and-comer. Let's listen to Johnny Schultz.
I'm 11 years old.
But you've been fishing almost all that time, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, I started when I was 7, and I started in a junior club. Wasn't that great my first year, but I was just getting my bearings in the boat. And then later on, like this year, I was the angler of the year, beating out 17 other kids and being a 17-year-old to win the title.
Now that's got to be fun. You love the competition part of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really fun. You can just fight against other kids in your age group. Just go out, have fun, catch fish. That's what I like.
Okay, you're 11 years old. You've been fishing for 40 years. I'm not for sure how we're going to get that figured out, but you know, you've been on Strike King's Pro Team Journal. I've seen you on there. You went out with Mark Menendez. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you've got to do because of your fishing ability.
Well, really, a lot of the big things I have to do are go to sports shows. That's the biggest thing. I have to promote my sponsors. And I'm right here at the Bassmaster Classic now. I'm going to be doing seminars for Mercury, going on some more radio shows, going to Bass Pro Shops this summer for their spring open, stuff like that. That's what the biggest part of my fishing life right now is.
Let's talk about sponsors a little bit. You know, you talked about them and you got to promote them. What are some of the things you do?
Well, what I really have to do is I have to go up on hog tanks, up in front of lots of people, and just tell them about the baits. Tell them about the new baits and the new ways to fish them. That's really what I have to do. Show them the new equipment, line, weights. That's what I do.
All right, let's talk about equipment. You got into equipment here. What kind of reel do you use? What's your favorite technique?
Well, right now, Quantum just came out with the new 1170, also known as the Burner. 7.01 gear ratio and 11 ball bearings. Super fast. you can reel spinnerbait in as fast as you can. I throw my spinnerbaits 80 yards sometimes when I'm fishing for smallmouth, and I have to get that bait burning past them to get them to react to the bait. My favorite way to fish, though, is fishing slow with a drop shot with the new Quantum PTI spinning reel. It's a 30. I like to drop shot just with a little Straight King 4-inch worm. Hop it up on the bottom. That's how I catch a lot of my fish.
Okay, now let's talk about tournament fishing. You know, you're getting ready. You're probably at 16. You can fish just about any tournament you want to. What's your aspirations and goals?
Well, really, I want to go to college first before I start fishing in any of the big tournaments. I might fish co-angler in some of the tournaments, but I want to also go to a college that has a fishing team so I can fish all year round. And I want to move to Tennessee so I can accomplish that goal.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you talked about Strike King a little bit, and I know you're sponsored by them. How did you get involved with them?
Well, really what happened was I've been fishing Strike King lures ever since I first fished this little Strike King 1XS crankbait. And I've thrown them all my life. They're a great bait to get kids started in fishing. And I approached them, asked them what they had. I mean, I just kind of laid it on the line, and they accepted.
Got that big million-dollar contract now and driving around in a big limousine all the time and got that all that stuff going on. Let's talk about boats a little bit. I know you like certain boat and maybe a certain engine.
Yeah, I'm actually sponsored by Triton Boats and Mercury Marine, but that's not the reason I like their boats. The reason is because they have the new TR-21, perfect boat for when you're going out fishing. Enhanced deck room, big storage compartments, lots of leg room. That's what makes the boats stand out to me. And then the motors, the new Pro XS motor. It's gas efficient, super fast, and really light. So, I mean, it's not just because I have them as sponsors, it's just the quality of the product.
Well, Mercury just got the J.D. Power Award. That's got to be a big deal for them, I would think.
Yeah, it's a really big award.
Well, let's talk a little bit about school and what you like to do besides fishing. Are there some other things you like to do, or are you just fishing all the time?
Well, you can't always fish. That's not the thing you have to do. My main object now was just a couple months ago, I was playing chess. I'm one of the top 10 chess players in Milwaukee. I mean, it's so fun. It's a way to get out of fishing, and I just go to tournaments, have fun, and I also like to yo-yo. It may seem weird, but I can pull off a lot of cool tricks now, and I've learned over the last couple months that it's pretty fun.
Well, we were talking about a new bait that we're going to design called a Google Fravitz, and it was hooked up to a Hootenanny. Tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Hootenanny really attracts the fish really good. It allows you to get that hook way into the fish's mouth. And when you're fishing it in these mats, like right now on Toho, you can puncture through, catch those big 10, 11-pound bass that you need to win.
Well, you and I got to keep that a secret because that's our bait, and we don't want anybody else to know about it. We'll have to kind of keep that secret, all right?
Yeah, it's our new prototype. Nobody can know.
Well, Johnny, I tell you what, it's been great talking to you. I look forward to seeing you, and I know that not too long from now, you're going to be out fishing a pro circuit.
Yeah, I hope to see if I can make it out there.
Best of luck to you. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.